From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. More fallout from the writers' strike in Hollywood today. The Golden Globe Awards will not go on as they always have because the actors refuse to cross picket lines to attend. Tonight, The Daily Show and The Colbert Report are going back on the air without the benefit of writers, and United Artists has cut its own deal with the Writers Union. NPR's Kim Masters joins us now. And Kim, first, what's going on with the Golden Globes?
Well, we don't have an official announcement from NBC yet, but what appears to be going on is that the Golden Globe ceremony that would have been telecast on Sunday night is off. And NBC, which would have broadcast it, is trying to salvage its some sort of show, which would be an announcement of the winners, something with clips. They're talking about having some kind of party show. Of course, the question would be, who's throwing a party when there's no Golden Globe Awards ceremony, and who's going to suit up and show up at that party? But they're trying to do what they can, and they have yet to officially tell us what that will be.
Okay, next development. The deal between the Writers Union and United Artists. Is it like the deal that David Letterman has, who went back on the air with jokes written by his staff last week?
And we don't know the exact parameters of the deal. We assume it's something similar. Bear in mind that United Artists is was a sort of a moribund company. Tom Cruise is supposed to be revitalizing it. So far, he's released one movie, Lions for Lambs, which didn't exactly take the box office by storm. Mm-hmm. So it's a very small company, and they've managed to win a sort of a psychological victory, but I'm not sure that this is going to change the world for the writers.
How long has this strike been going on?
This strike has been going on for about 2 months now.
2 months? And
yes.
Any prospect of the sides going back to negotiate?
I think at this point, the producers would rather undergo surgery without anesthesia before they would give a deal to the writers. However, the Directors Guild is in the on-deck circle. They're going to start negotiating very early. Their contract isn't up until the end of June. And I think all eyes are now on that Directors Guild negotiation because if they can reach a deal that the writers would be willing to accept, that eventually the Screen Actors, whose deal is also up at the end of June, will accept, you could put a stop to a very debilitating situation. If not, there's no telling how long the labor situation goes on like this.
Well, now the news from Comedy Central. Two big shows are back on the air tonight without writers, The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. Are we going to recognize these programs without any writers contributing?
It is not clear what we'll be seeing. We are told by a source of ours at Comedy Central that certainly Jon Stewart cannot do headline news as he normally would, which is written. Stephen Colbert cannot do The Word as he normally would. What they can do is they can do field reports as Jon Stewart does sometimes with Rob Riggle and other correspondents where they are out doing Q&As with people. He can have guests. It's not quite clear who those guests will be because, again, these are struck shows. Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are both extremely enthusiastic supporters of the Guild, so they'll muddle through, but it's not quite clear exactly how.
But is the standard whether they actually go on set with some script in the teleprompter? That's a violation?
They cannot. There's a debate. As you might know, Jay Leno has been writing his own monologue, and some feel that he has broken strike rules and should be punished. He's a WGA member. So, you know, there's going to be a little bit of murky area. What is writing? What is really appearing with no script at all? Is it in the nature of someone like Jon Stewart not to stand in the shower and write in his head?
Right.
But I guess that's what we will tune in and see this evening.
That's what we'll see, exactly what he got done in his head. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Kim Masters.